High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It's time for Championship Saturday of the 2012 Nebraska Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Doug Dudo along with you here on this Saturday as we bring you a C1 championship game with a pair of area teams making their 12th trip to the state finals, the Cougars of Sandy Creek, making their first trip to the state finals, the Whippets of Minden. This is their 8th trip to state. They've finally made it to the finals. This is the 15th trip for Sandy Creek. They've made it to the finals 12 of those 15 times. In fact, Sandy Creek only lost one time in the opening round in state tournament history. Russ Neinmeyer, Rick Cremosta, good coaching friends. They've been coming through the ranks. And again, when you look at basically any team in the state of Nebraska, and especially in our part of the state of Nebraska, they have built their girls' basketball program by watching what they did at Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek set the mark. They were the first dominant power in the state of Nebraska after Hastings St. Cecilia when girls' basketball got started. St. Cecilia is the one that got out of the gate. Sandy Creek was the first one to use pressure basketball, full court pressure the whole way, use their speed, and win 9 state titles. That's another thing. When Russ Neinmeyer gets to the finals, he doesn't lose. He's 9-2 all time in championship games. And when you look at what these teams did last year, they faced off in the consolation game. And, of course, you never know quite how to measure that up. Both teams hoping to make it to the state finals. And, of course, Sandy Creek last year was coming in as a defending state champion. And they continued to play hard, and they beat Minden 62-45. But Minden basically has everybody back from last year, while Sandy Creek has lost a couple of key cogs from that basketball team. So, will the difference be big enough to give Minden a state championship, or will be the 10th state championship for the Sandy Creek Cougars, who are ranked 4th in the state? Minden is number 1 coming into the postseason, and yesterday Brooke Kissinger set a C1 single-game state tournament record with 7 three-point buckets in Minden's win over Boone Central, 51-41. She ended up with 25 points. Hallie Bauer, 17 points and 8 rebounds. On the other side of things, Sandy Creek had themselves a comfortable lead at the start of the ball game yesterday, but then a little pressure came on, and they had to work to win their ball game at the end, and then they lose Ashley Harms yesterday due to an injury, but they were able to pick up the 52-46 win over a very game Shadron squad. Harms has stitches. She's got the black and blue left eye, but talking with Russ Neinmeyer just moments ago, she will start. She's ready to go. She wants to play, and she looks fine out there as long as she didn't get popped in that eye again. We'll talk more about how you should see this basketball game here on the Breeze 94.5 and ESPN 1460 and 1550, where all 6 championship games will be heard today. We'll take a break and be back in a minute.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth. There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the State High School Basketball Tournament here on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Kearney, and Minden. And on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Last year's game, a physical matchup. And I think Minden already knows that that's what Sandy Creek wants to do today. Russ Neinmeyer says we're going to try and do the same thing we did last year in winning that consolation game, the third place game, 62-45. Get physical. And your referees might be a big part of the ball game today. And I think a lot of folks from the area know our referees. Steve Atkinson out of Geneva, Shane Alexander of North Platte, and Ben Klein from the Elm Creek, Lexington area. And those are the three officials for today's basketball game. So we'll see how it all plays out, how physical Sandy Creek can be, as they have had some pretty good battles here down the stretch, getting in on a wild card after being upset by Lincoln Christian in the district finals in four overtimes, 61-56. Last year, Minden had to use the wild card to get into state. Not this year, as they went through a pretty tough district to make it into state against Adams Central, defending C2 state champion St. Cecilia and Valentine. So it's Minden and Sandy Creek getting ready for the Class C1 state championship. Our next game will be the D1 final as Humphrey, the defending state champion, takes on Guardian Angels Central Catholic of West Point. They had a 31-point second quarter yesterday and beat Friends 77-52, while Humphrey took care of Hitchcock County 50-26. At 1 o'clock, it's the Class B championship. Seward won their 100th straight game last night, and they will take on Beatrice, who gave them their closest game of the year, 11 points. Earlier this season, Beatrice beat Gretna yesterday 47-41, and Seward defeated Norris 45-31. Then the second session will begin at 4:30 with C2. Perennial Power Crofton will take on number one Lutheran High Northeast. Lutheran High beat Pender 43-32, and Crofton came from behind to edge North Platte St. Pat's, who was making their first state tournament appearance, by a score of 34-30. The 6:30 game will be your Class A final. Omaha Central had to come back to win over Papillion La Vista South and the Ralston girls in overtime, 48-40, and number one Lincoln Southeast routed Bellevue East 55-36. And the final game tonight, the D2 final, defending champion Why Not will take on Howells. Howells knocked off a very strong Lindsay Holy Family team last night, 41-33, and Why Not rolled Elkhorn Valley 55-35. There's also the third place games going on today across the state tournament. The 10 a.m. games will be in C2 between North Platte St. Pat's and Pender at Lincoln Southwest, and the B game, Gretna and Norris at Lincoln Southeast. The 12 noon games in Class A at Lincoln Southwest, Papillion La Vista South will play Bellevue East, and the 12 noon game in C1 will be at Lincoln Southeast between Boone Central and Shadron. Then the 2 o'clock games will be your Class D games, the D1 at Lincoln Southwest Friend in Hitchcock County, the D2 at Lincoln Southeast, Lindsay Holy Family at Elkhorn Valley. State High School Basketball Championships getting ready to go. We'll take a look at the starting lineups when we come back on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. As we're awaiting television coverage here, and pretty soon we'll have the national anthem. We'll also have the introduction of players and the opening getting ready to go. This is as quiet as the Devaney Center will probably be all day, but we will take another break here as we get ready for the national anthem. Then we'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for Minden and Sandy Creek as they get ready to play for the C1 State Championship. Back after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to thank our producer-engineer, Steph, back at the studio for taking care of us through our C1 State Championship game here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. The visitors tonight, Sandy Creek. Number 11, 5 foot 5 inch sophomore guard, Connor Lowry. Number 13, 5 foot 6 inch senior, Tori Wheeler. Number 21, 5 foot 10 inch senior, Montana Hendricks. Number 23, 5 foot 11 inch senior, Ashley Harms. And number 43, 5 foot 11 inch junior, Michaela Shaw. Shaw averaging just under 18 points and 10 rebounds a game. Harms 16 points and 8 rebounds a game. The head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars is Russ Neinmeyer, assisted by Jeremy Bohr and Crystal Hasenstab. They are 21-3, defeating Fairbury and Milford in the sub-districts. They lost in 4 overtimes to Lincoln Christian in the district final and are here on a wild card, ranked 4th in the state, 15th trip to state, their 12th trip to the state final. They're 9-2 all-time in the finals. For the Minden Whippets, number 21 is a 5 foot 7 inch senior, Carly Satorius. Number 22 is a 5 foot 7 inch sophomore, Brooke Kissinger. Number 25, 5 foot 9 inch senior, is Hallie Bauer. Number 40, 5 foot 9 inch sophomore, is Jamie Kissinger. And number 51, 6 foot senior, Bailey Peterson. For the Whippets, 15 points a game for Brooke Kissinger, 17 for Bauer and Jamie Kissinger. Head coach is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius. Minden is number 1 in the state. They started number 1, fell down to as low as, I believe, 3 and 4, depending on which poll you looked at. Now they're back to number 1. They're 22-2, defeating Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia in the sub-districts and Valentine in the district championship. Here at the state tournament, in the first round, Sandy Creek breezed past Concordia 58-41, and yesterday they downed Shadron 52-46. for Minden. They defeated Hershey 60-54, coming from 12 down at halftime for the win. And yesterday they defeated Boone Central, one of the teams that had beat them this year, 51-41. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. It's Sandy Creek and Minden, the first of six championships here today. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off in 1 minute.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is time for state tournament basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. It'll be the traveling red and white trim for Sandy Creek. And for the first time in the tournament, the home white and purple trim for the Minden Lady Whippets. Glad you're along with us. Doug Duda here from the Devaney Center as we get ready to crown our first champion of the 2012 state tournament and then look ahead towards the boys tournament next week, covering Minden, Ravenna, Overton, Giltner, and Loomis on our network of stations, also on FlatRiverPreps.com. We are about ready to get things underway here between the Minden Whippets. You've got two stars on Sandy Creek and three on Minden. That's what a lot of people talk about. The two Kissingers and Hallebauer for Minden, Harms and Shaw. It's games like this where the other players usually determine what happens. And look for Bailey Peterson inside to have a big presence in this game for Minden, as she did yesterday against the tall post players for Boone Central. The ball is in the air. The opening tap will be controlled by the Cougars, and we are underway. Minden comes out in a man-to-man defense, and Montana Hendricks has it on the right side to Tori Wheeler. She'll swing it into the hands of Lowry, staying well outside the arc here, and the pass gets away but is tracked down there by Tori Wheeler. Wheeler guarded by Satorius, trying to work the defender, popping all the way out top, Michaela Shaw. Peterson guarding her, just stands at the top of the circle. Swing it to the left wing. Patience here on the opening possession, 30 seconds into our C1 championship. Running off those screens, trying to find somebody open. It's Harms on the left-hand wing, guarded out there by Hallie Bauer. She's got the tough defensive assignment then. That's the best defender for Minden. As driving in, we've got a whistle and a foul before the shot that did go by Tori Wheeler. They're going to call a hand check foul on Carly Satorius as she drove to the hoop. First foul of the game, and so Sandy Creek will take it out underneath. That's what the Cougars want to do. They worked it until they found a spot. And they'll get the ball into the right elbow here to Shaw. Shaw, who has had a magnificent state tournament, tries to get the ball back into her. It's over her head and out of bounds, and Sandy Creek will turn it over. 25 points in the game yesterday. She has over 50 points in this state tournament in just two games. Yesterday, 25 for Brooke Kissinger, and she'll bring the ball up the floor here on Minden's first possession, guarded by Tori Wheeler. Everybody up high trying to run the low. Kissinger fires a three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. The rebound brought down by Connor Lowry. So Minden didn't take long to fire to see if they could get things going. Up the floor, they get it to Harms. Kick it back on the right wing to Hendricks. High post, Shaw. One dribble cut off by Peterson. Good ball movement here by Sandy Creek. They'll get it to Shaw. Ball fake left, drive right. Give it off to Harms. Comes in for the little jumper and scores. And Sandy Creek is on the board with Ashley Harms getting the first point of this state championship. 2-0, 90 seconds in, as Brooke Kissinger brings it up to Bauer. Bauer swings it to Jamie, who was held to 4 points yesterday. Swing it to the right side to Satorius. Man-to-man defense, Sandy Creek. Pass gets away. Harms is going to run it down. Harms could go in for the layup. Satorius bumps her. The shot's no good. And the rebound brought down by Hallie Bauer as Minden turned it over for the first time, and Shaw couldn't finish, which is very unusual for the 5'11 junior. Now Kissinger has an open lane. She gets tripped as she brings it to the hoop, and a blocking foul will be called on Sandy Creek. So each team with an early foul here. And the foul is going to be called on Ashley Harms, and it'll be Minden ball underneath the hoop. 2-0, Sandy Creek. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter of our state championship game. Kissinger into Bauer, short right-hand side, left-hand dribble into the paint. She'll try and make a bounce pass that's tied up. The arrow points the way of Minden. So Connor Lowry right in there to tie that up and switch the possession arrow. Still Minden ball. They'll take it out on the right side of the hoop now with Jamie Kissinger. She'll look for Peterson. She's covered. Have to go outlet and throw it out to the top of the key to Brooke Kissinger. A little bit of a cushion for Wheeler right in front of Coach Russ Neinmeyer, making sure she doesn't get the shot away. Gets it to Jamie. The ball poked out of her hands by Henriksen out of bounds. So Minden goes again. And a defensive battle here early on in this state championship game. Minden was 17-17 in the first game with Hershey after one. Yesterday, a lot lower scoring against Boone Central. As they work it over to Bauer, left-hand dribble into the paint, got pushed again, takes it right into Harms. They're going to give Harms credit for a blocked shot. The ball comes loose, and it's picked up by the Cougars. Outlet pass to Shaw. Left-hand dribble for the post player, swings it to the right side. Pull-up jumper Henriks is short. Rebound is going to be tipped out wide. Can Montana run it down? Yes, she will. And another opportunity here for Sandy Creek. And we've got a whistle away from the ball here. And the foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek. Goes on Connor Lowry. Looks like she was trying to push off underneath the hoop, apparently, as the foul was away from the basketball. Her first and the team's second. So the foul on Lowry will give the ball back over to the Minden Whippets. Ball across the timeline. Kissinger swings it over to Peterson outside the arc, up top to Jamie. Jamie guarded by Henriks in the ball game. Pass tip. Henriks tips it. Bauer tries to save it. She's in trouble. Are we going to get a tie-up? Yep. And the arrow points the way of Sandy Creek, the second turnover for Minden. Again, another thing to factor in that the girls are not used to. There will be the television timeouts throughout the ball game, so an extra timeout or two every quarter, which will give them plenty of time to set up like in the college game. As the press is on, but Sandy Creek throws over the top, has no problem as Henriks brings it to the front court and gives it to Wheeler. Dusts off right side to Shaw. Back up top, Henriks. Henriks drives right side of the key out to Shaw. 19-footer is off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Emily Nelson, who has checked in. And Minden will push the ball up the floor with Kissinger, who has had only a couple of shot opportunities so far. Brooke trying the crossover. Back up three. The step back is no good. And the rebound brought down again by Henriks. And off to the races Sandy Creek goes. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Russ Neinmeyer. We played 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the first, so we played 3:36, and it's only 2-0 Sandy Creek. We'll take a break. Be back in 30 seconds.
Physical rehab. Many times, therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 4:24 to go first quarter. It's only 2-0. Sandy Creek, after the 30-second timeout, they'll get the ball to Tori Wheeler. Spins it right side to Shaw, looking to get Harms involved here. Sandy Creek has yet to go to the bench. Gets it down to Harms, the low block, got underneath Bauer, puts the short jumper up, but it won't go. Harms tipping it to try to keep it alive, but it's going to be picked up there by Bauer, and Hallie will have her second rebound, and here comes Jamie Kissinger. Underneath, there's Peterson. Open layup, good, and Minden has their first ever bucket in a state championship game, and it belongs to Bailey Peterson. 2-2, the press is on. The outlet pass knocked away. Then as Shaw tries to control it, Nelson gets tripped up, and Emily will be called for the foul. Her first and the team's second. Sandy Creek will go to the bench now. And subbing in will be Taylor Henriks, a solid 5'9 freshman. And checking out will be Connor Lowry. Cougar basketball into Montana Henriks. She'll bring it across the timeline and hand it off there to Tori Wheeler. 2-2, midway through the first quarter. Get it down to Harms, runs into Kissinger. And we've got a whistle and a travel, I believe, called down low on Harms as she bumped into Jamie Kissinger. That'll be the second turnover on Sandy Creek. Each team with two turnovers here in the basketball game. Minden 1-4 from the field. Sandy Creek 1-5 in the early going. Emily Nelson has it out top. Taylor Henricks on her. Peterson comes out to the left side of the key. Holds the ball, swings it over to Bauer. Bauer, a little shake and bake, drives into the double team, kicks it to Nelson, back to Bauer on the low post. It's poked away from behind by Harms, and the third steal for Minden. Turnover for Minden. Third steal for Sandy Creek, and Harms with a pull-up jump on the baseline. No good, so both teams ice cold early. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Left wing to Bauer, back to Jamie. Pulls up for three and hits it. Jamie Kissinger with the three-point bucket, and Minden takes their first lead at 5-2. Sandy Creek pass break the other way. Harms, good wrap around. Had the ball partially deflected down there by Brooke Kissinger, but got it back and scored. So Michaela Shaw with her first bucket. Off that block, 5-4, Minden. So when they score, these teams will then try and go real fast in the outlet transition, but when they don't, it's been pretty slow. Now Brooke for three in the right-hand corner. It's up, and it is in for Bauer. Hallie Bauer knocks down the three-point bucket. Back-to-back threes here for Minden, and they take an 8-4 lead. Three-pointers were big yesterday, but all seven of them that they made were from Brooke Kissinger. Now Bauer and Jamie each have one. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Getting tripped up as she drives is going to be Wheeler. Ball is loose. Picked up by Shaw. Wheeler gets up and resets the offense from the top of the key, guarded by Nelson. Swings it left side to Taylor Henricks. Goes inside, off the screen. There's an open Shaw, and she'll score. Michaela Shaw, back-to-back buckets for the Cougars. Now we've got at least a little offense going. 8-6 Minden, just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Bounce pass right side, stepping in and making the steal. The freshman Henricks. Taylor trying to go all the way to the other end, and then called for a carry. Brooke Kissinger was back there getting ready to defend it. She was trying to decide how to attack Brooke, and the ball got away from her. So a quick exchange of turnovers there, and the ball goes back to Minden. Glad you're with us here on ESPN Radio and the Breeze 94.5. Governor Heineman always attends the state tournament. He's here again and now trying to force it inside. It's stolen away again by Shaw. Shaw, Michaela all the way to the low block over the double team. Tough shot won't go. Loose ball in the paint. And we got a foul called in here in the scrap board. It's going to be on Minden as Taylor Henricks got the rebound. The foul is on Bauer. And the first on Hallie, third on Minden. 1:26 to go, first quarter, 8-6 Minden, C1, state championship. Cougars to throw it in, out to Henricks. Ball fake from 15, drives, gives it out to Shaw, swings it right side to Taylor Henricks. Steps behind the arc, back up top, they'll go to Montana. Little room in the lane, she tries to drive, now back out Taylor, ball fake, walk. They have really, all tournament long, every class that I've had a chance to watch, have been calling that travel very quickly. Not letting you get that half-step start, as you see the girls do more than the guys, give that head and ball fake, and they take that first step, and the whistle blows. So Kissinger gets it into the front court to Satorius. Carly up top to Peterson. Bailey looking into the paint with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Gets it to Bauer. Bauer guarded by Shaw. What a matchup there of two outstanding basketball players. Bauer keeping the dribble out top. Needs some help. Has to throw all the way out to Peterson. Dangerous pass. As she had to go out to midcourt to grab it. You don't like throwing it to your post that far, but that's the only thing they had. Bauer gets it to Brooke Kissinger, looks at the long three, decides not to take it. Now as she dribbles in, we got a hand check foul called on Connor Lowry. And that'll be her second, third on the Cougars. Sandy Creek fans didn't like that. And it's also one of those that she had got by Lowry, and so Brooke probably was getting ready to shoot the ball anyway, so the harm had already been taken care of. And Jamie Kissinger throws it in right in front of us here at the Devaney Center. Out top to Brooke. Brooke left side to Jamie. Boy, Sandy Creek's all over the place. She drives 15-footer off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Harms. First for Ashley. And she'll go outlet to Henricks. Montana all the way into the front court to Shaw. Drives to the hoop. Dribbles off her foot, but they say she was whacked on the arm. And a foul called here on Minden. Going to go on Bailey Peterson. Her first. And the fourth on Minden. Checking into the ball game now will be Sydney Stadler. And Peterson will check out with just 22 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Harms. Open 16-footer is nothing but net. Ashley Harms with her second bucket. And we are tied at 8 with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Time for one shot, but Minden doesn't have to stall at all because we're down to 10 as Brooke brings it in against the double team. Her pass is knocked away. The ball's loose. On the floor, picked up by Sandy Creek. Outlet pass, pull-up jumper at the horn, is in and out, sets on the rim and won't go for Montana Henricks. We're 8 minutes in, and we're tied at 8 in the state championship in C1, Minden and Sandy Creek. And we're back after this on The Breeze at ESPN Radio.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
People you know, community people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Thank you to our producer and engineer, Steph Mueller, back with you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. We have made it through one quarter of play in the C1 State Final on ESPN Radio and The Breeze, the state high school basketball tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Minden and Sandy Creek, 8-8. Minden only got 7 shots off in the first quarter, 3 of 7 for 43%, 4 of 12 for 33%. For Sandy Creek, Harms and Shaw with 4 each. And Bauer and Jamie Kissinger each hit a 3 to lead the way for Minden, who will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Into Bauer, she's fouled on the shot. It will not go. And we will have our first free throws of the game for either team, as during that first second quarter intermission, they drew that play up to get the ball to Bauer. And the foul on the Cougars as the free throw is up and in. Hallie Bauer knocks it down. They call it on Wheeler. Torrey's first. Second free throw up and it is in. So Bauer hits them both and it is 10-8 in favor of Minden. Fast break the other way. Try to get it into Harms. The ball knocked away. The steal made. Harms is going to be then called for her second foul as Brooke Kissinger got the loose ball. Two fouls on Harms, two fouls on Lowry for Sandy Creek. Nobody with more than one yet for Minden. And a substitution. They're going to take Tori Wheeler out and bring the freshman Taylor Henricks back into the ball game. In the first quarter, Minden 6 turnovers, and Sandy Creek had 4. Rebounds, 6 for Sandy Creek and 4 for Minden. 2 of 4 from three-point land for Minden. Sandy Creek has not attempted one. Up top, Sydney Stadler. Swings it to the right side. Kissinger, Jamie's 3 is off the mark. That might have been tipped by Montana Henricks, but she runs down the loose ball. And another opportunity here for Minden. Gives it to Brooke. Floater down the lane. Two players go to the floor. No call. And the rebound is going to be grabbed underneath there by Shaw. Fast break the other way. Short jumper is up and in for Montana Henricks. That's her first bucket of the basketball game, and we're tied again at 10. Out to Bauer. Bauer, left wing in front of the Sandy Creek bench. Tries the baseline, cut off by Shaw. Out to Brooke Kissinger. Step back 3. Off the front of the rim. They're not going today. Rebound brought down by Harms. She'll be fouled. Over the back call here on Minden. I think it's on Stadler. Sydney with her first. 15 foul. And Stadler will check out. Peterson will come in. Yesterday against Boone Central, against their pair of tall post players, Minden got in a lot of foul trouble. Peterson was okay and then picked up a couple of quick ones in the third. Then they brought in Boudreaux. Boudreaux fouled out. They used Stadler a little bit. Peterson ended up with 4 in the game. You're listening to state tournament basketball on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM. and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 10-10 Sandy Creek and Minden. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Harms drives the right side, right into Kissinger. Kicks it back out for a three. Montana Hendricks. It's off the iron, no good. Ball loose, ball out of bounds. Last touch by Sartorius. That'll belong to Sandy Creek. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. All six championship games today are on ESPN. As the inbound comes to the right elbow, Shaw comes into the lane. Left-handed scoop shot, good. And Sandy Creek has the lead back. As 6 points on the board for Michaela Shaw, and they lead it 12-10. Sandy Creek had the first bucket to go up 2-0. This is their first lead since then, 12-10. Jamie Kissinger gives it over on the left wing to Bauer. Running that triangle up top. Kissinger open on the low block, puts the jumper up, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and we get a foul call from up top on Bailey Peterson. Her second, and the team's sixth. That's one of those that Minden is a little displeased with. Not that it wasn't a foul, but by where the foul was called from the up official instead of down low where the action was occurring. And the ball will now belong to Sandy Creek. Chance to take a two-possession lead for the first time in the game. Shaw gets at the front court. Ball tipped away by Kissinger. It goes off the noggin of Hendricks and out of bounds. That's the old eye-waterer. Montana had no idea where the ball went after it popped her in the nose. And it goes off of her out of bounds. So the fifth turnover for Sandy Creek. And Minden will bring the ball across the timeline with Brooke Kissinger guarded there by Wheeler, trying to set a screen for. They do, gets into the left-hand corner, switch the ball off there to Bauer. Bauer has some room, kicks it back out to Torius. Over to Kissinger, Brooke for three. It is off the iron, no good. Bauer offensive put back, we're tied. Allie Bauer is right there. She now has four in the quarter and seven in the game. Tied at 12. Fast break the other way. Montana Hendricks from 10. It's too strong. Ball out of bounds. Going to be off Sartorius, who dives into the band section to try and save that one. Good hustle by Carly, who's been in and out of the lineup with injuries this year, but back in the starting lineup here in the postseason. Hit a couple of big free throws in the fourth quarter yesterday to help pull away from Boone Central. Shaw pushing in on Stadler. Stadler does not have position, and they'll get her for the foul. And then they're going to give shots now. I don't know about that. Foul on Sydney Stadler, her second. But they're going to give Amber Shaw, Michaela Shaw, and I shouldn't say Amber, sorry about that, Michaela, a couple of free throws. She's got 6 points. First free throws of the game for Sandy Creek, and it's right through there. Michaela Shaw, who has led this team throughout the state tournament, 13 points, 10 rebounds, or 13 points to 12, Sandy Creek with the lead. And the next free throw is off the front of the iron. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Bauer. And Bauer will push the ball up the floor here for the Minden Whippets, trailing by one. Try to force it inside. The ball's knocked away, and another Minden turnover. Their seventh. Trying to get it back to Kissinger's. The ball being kicked around. Hendricks nearly over and back, but got rid of the ball just in time. Minden fans wanted it, but Ben Klein, the official, was right on top of it. Good job there. Sandy Creek got rid of the ball before the over and back. Bring it to the right side. Hendricks lobs it down low. It's covered and trying to get it to Harms. It's tipped away and out of bounds. And it'll be Sandy Creek turnover. Minden ball. Sixth turnover on Sandy Creek. So, once again, we've hit a little bit of an offensive lull. Sandy Creek 13, Minden 12. 4:50 to go here in the first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, preview of the games yet to come. Brooke Kissinger forces her way down the paint. Scoop shot no good. And Michaela Shaw with her third rebound. Shaw, outlet pass to Hendricks, right back to Michaela. Finds the trailer at midcourt for Wheeler, and they'll get into their offense. Very, very disciplined. That's the one thing about Sandy Creek, why they've been so good for the last 20 years, is that discipline. Down to the low block, and they drop the ball. So back-to-back turnovers as it goes out of bounds on Sandy Creek. Cougars by one. Biggest lead of the game was four by Minden at 8-4. And they trail by one now, 13-12. 4 of 14 from the field for Minden. They're 1 of 7 here in this quarter. 6 of 16 for Sandy Creek. They're 2 of 4 this quarter. Here's another three. Brooke Kissinger on the way. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Jamie trying to save it. Foul called. This might be on Taylor Hendricks trying to dive into the middle of the fray. No one ever did get the ball. And that's exactly the call on Taylor Hendricks, her first, and the team's sixth. So we'll take it out underneath on the Minden baseline. And Jamie Kissinger, who does that most of the time, will do it again. They box the lane, get it into Stadler in the left-hand corner. Out to Brooke, back in the corner to Jamie. Jamie fires the three. It comes up short and falls right into the hands of Michaela Shaw. 0-5 from downtown here in the second quarter for Minden. And they trail by one. Wheeler, right wing, one dribble in, back to the high post to Harms. Step back, puts up the three, and hits it. Ashley Harms with 7 points in the first three in a game for Sandy Creek, and they now lead it by four, 16-12. Brooke Kissinger brings it across the timeline, left-hand dribble to Bauer. Bauer into the double team, nice pass into Jamie, and her little one-hand runner will not go, and then she's called for the foul. Ashley Harms gets the rebound. Jamie Kissinger with her first foul will walk to the other end and shoot a one-and-one, so the momentum has shifted. The Cougars have it, up four and a chance to extend the lead with 3:28 to go here in the first half. So the threes not falling today like they were yesterday for Brooke Kissinger. And at the line is Ashley Harms with 7 points in her first free throw attempt of the morning. Is on the way, and it's good. Bonus coming up here. Sandy Creek has now scored five in a row to go up five. And a second free throw on the way, and it is good. And Sandy Creek is on a 10-2 run, and they lead it 18-12 with 3:27 to go here in the first half of play. Cougars on top looking for their 10th state title. Another pass deflected and another steal made. Up the floor comes Shaw. Hands it off there to Montana Hendricks at the top of the circle. Trying to clear things out here against Jamie Kissinger, who remains in the game. A couple of players on the post with two fouls, but the guards so far okay. Hendricks on the right wing with 3 minutes. Trying to isolate it to Harms. Harms at the top of the circle, puts up the 19-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger, her third. Minden needs a bucket. Gets it across the timeline. Right side. Hands it off to Brooke Kissinger, guarded there by Wheeler. Brings it to the top of the key to Bauer. Called for the carry. She was expecting Jamie Kissinger to cut and was going to pass it to her off the dribble. And instead, Kissinger didn't cut and Bauer had to stop. And we're going to have a timeout called here by Minden. A full-length timeout. 2:42 to go in the first half of play in our C1 state championship, Sandy Creek 18 and Minden 12. We'll be right back.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Devaney Center on The Breeze at ESPN 1460 and 1550. First timeout by Minden. Each team has used one early on. And your score is 18-12. So there you go. It is a Sandy Creek run here in the second quarter, led by Ashley Harms with 9 and Michaela Shaw with 7. And it will be Sandy Creek ball here when we get back to action with 2:42 to go in this first half of play. Can the Cougars extend the lead? Minden was down 12 at half in the first game of the state tournament and then up 10 at half yesterday. Sandy Creek ahead at halftime in both games. Although yesterday against Shadron, it was close the whole way. With the basketball is Harms. Pick and roll, back lob, they get it to her. The shot is good. The Cougars executed it. Russ Neinmeyer fired up as they got that play set, and they execute it for an 8-point lead at 20-12. Brooke Kissinger brings it into the front court, right side, drives baseline, through the paint, kicks it out to Sartorius. Back up Bauer, and a travel called on Bauer. As she made a move around the defender there, I thought we were going to get a foul call, but instead they call a travel on Bauer. And so Sandy Creek will take it out in front of us here with Harms, and she will find Wheeler, who pushes it across the timeline quickly, but nothing there. So she slows it down and kicks it back out to Montana Hendricks. Sandy Creek does not use a lot of subs. Plays about six girls. Down to the low block, Shaw. Michaela turnaround jumper. That one won't go. Rebound, Taylor Henricks, and she'll put it back up and in. And Sandy Creek is up by 10, 22-12. After being down 10-8 early in the quarter, the Whippets back lob to Bauer. Gets it inside. Fadeaway jumper after she ran into Harms. Rebound, Jamie Kissinger. Kicks it out to Bauer. She's fouled. The shot won't go, but she'll go to the line. And right now, Minden pressing a little bit because for the first time, Sandy Creek is on a heck of a run. 22-12, that was the score yesterday at half with Minden leading Boone Central. They're on the wrong side of it here, and Sandy Creek's in good shape. Bauer's free throw off the mark. Yesterday, Halle was money from the line. She was 11 of 12 at the free throw line yesterday. And she is missing the first one here. She made her first two. Second one on the way. That's good. And Halle has all the points here for Minden in the second quarter, which is five. And it's 22-13. So that at least stops the Sandy Creek run for a moment. But they still have 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Harms on the right wing to the cutter, Shaw. Shaw puts his shot up. No good. A foul again called from midcourt. And they'll call that one on the Whippets and send Shaw to the line to shoot two. And the foul on the Whippets as Shaw will put the first free throw up, and it is good. The foul, still trying to figure out who they called that on. Double-check that as Shaw makes the free throw. And the second free throw is also good. So Shaw hits them both. The lead is now 11 for Sandy Creek, 24-13. Here comes Brooke Kissinger across the timeline. Brings it to the left wing, trying to shake Wheeler. High post, kicks it right corner. Here's Bauer for three. It's in. Halle Bauer hits the three-pointer as she tries to keep Minden in this game. It is 24-16. The Whippet fans finally something to cheer about here. A minute to go in the half. Cougars with it to the right side, and Shaw tried to make a one-hand catch, and it rolls off her fingertips and out of bounds for the eighth Cougar turnover. Minden has 10 so far in this basketball game. So Minden may be a chance to get a little of this lead cut before halftime. 50 seconds remain. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report and the Allens halftime report. So stay with us for that. With it on the right wing, they try to get it to Satoria. She cut. The pass went behind her. Minden turns it over. Sandy Creek makes the steal. And Wheeler will slow it down. And Coach Neinmeyer says, let's play for one with 35 seconds to go in a half and take a nice lead into halftime. It's at 8 right now. Maybe get it to 10 or 11. Up top they go to Harms. Swing it left side. Wheeler, 20 seconds. Back up top. They get it into the hands of Dylan Woodbury, who has checked in. Shot away, no good. Offensive rebound and a foul called. It was in the hands of Tori Wheeler. She's going to get to shoot some free throws with 11 and a half seconds remaining. It's going to go on Jamie Kissinger, her second, and the team's 10th. So it's a two-shot foul now for Tori Wheeler, who has not scored and has not shot a free throw in this game. So the first free throw is up, off the iron, and no good. Here comes Emily Nelson back in for Minden. Takes Satorius out. Second free throw coming up. But first, Sandy Creek wants to sub, and Morgan Dixon checks in. Both teams have a couple players with two fouls. No need to leave them in there and pick up a cheap third before half, and Ashley Harms will check out. 24-16. Sandy Creek, we were tied at 8 after 1. Second free throw, Wheeler, that's good. Tori with her first point of the game, 25-16. Minden with the last possession of the half. Midcourt with 9, Brooke Kissinger. Right side, hands it off to Nelson. Nelson to the high post, to the cutter, Jamie. Her running layup, no good. Stadler got it back, her shot no good, and we're at halftime. And at halftime, the C1 state championship game, Sandy Creek 25, Minden 16. And when we come back, we'll bring you the Allens halftime report here on the Breeze 94.5 and also on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Steph Mueller, where it is time for the Allen's Halftime Report, the You Get More Superstore, Allen, West 2nd Street in Hastings. It's our first championship game of the day here in Class C1, Sandy Creek. How many times have you heard this? Leading at halftime in a state final, the Cougars, 25, and the Minden Whippets, 16. We've got five more championship games coming your way today on ESPN. Our next one at 11 o'clock is the D1 final, where Humphrey, your defending champions, will take on Guardian Angels Central Catholic. And that game tips off at 11 o'clock here this morning. That is the next contest here in the state championships. Then we will be bringing you the 1 o'clock final in Class B. And let me correct myself. Humphrey did not win it last year. Howells won it. Howells has dropped down to D2. So Humphrey and West Point Guardian Angels. Then in B, Seward goes for another state championship. They won their 100th consecutive game last night over Norris. And they will take on a Beatrice squad that gave them their closest game of the year, 43-32. 11 points, but that's still the closest game Seward has had this year. Seward going for their fourth consecutive state championship tonight and win number 101 as they continue to pursue the state's all-time winning streak, which is held by Guardian Angels. The second session today begins at 4:30 in Class C2, where Crofton will take on number 1 Lutheran High Northeast. In Class A at 6:30, Omaha Central will take on the number 1 seed Lincoln Southeast. And the final game tonight in D2 will have Wynot. They are the defending champions, taking on Howells. That's going on in Class D2, the final game tonight. And again, all the finals on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Your champions last year, Bellevue East, Seward, and Hastings St. Cecilia, Homer, Howells, and Wynot. And a lot of those teams are either back here at state or, like St. Cecilia, had an incredible season and then were knocked out of the sub-district finals by Minden. Also, third-place games going on today, and they get underway at 10 o'clock this morning. And the 10 o'clock games in B, Gretna and Norris at Lincoln Southeast, and in C2, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Pender at Lincoln Southwest. At 12 noon in Class A at Lincoln Southwest, Bellevue East and Papillion La Vista South, and Boone Central and Shadron will play at noon at Lincoln Southeast. Finally, the 2 o'clock third-place games, Friend and Hitchcock County at Lincoln Southwest in D1, and in D2, Lindsay Holy Family and Elkhorn Valley at Lincoln Southeast. 25-16, Sandy Creek, halftime here at the Devaney Center leading Minden. Back with more, including your first half stats on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report in a minute.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank.
Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Judah back with you here on the Allen's Halftime Report of our C1 State Championship game between the Sandy Creek Cougars and the Minden Whippets, with Sandy Creek leading it here 25-16. We'll take a look at the official statistics here for both of the teams as opposed to my unofficial stats that we keep. And we will start with Minden. Here we go. Carly Satorius in this basketball game has not scored, has picked up one foul. Brooke Kissinger, after leading the team with 25 points yesterday, has not scored. She has one block shot. Hallie Bauer doing all the damage. She has 11 of the 16 points. She also has pulled down four rebounds. Emily Nelson has one rebound. Jamie Kissinger has hit a three-point bucket and has five rebounds. And then you go down to Sydney Stadler, who has one rebound in the ball game. And Bailey Peterson has picked up two rebounds in the basketball game. So 12 total rebounds, five on the offense, seven on the defense here for Minden. As far as free throw shooting, Hallie Bauer is the only player to be at the line. They have her going 3 of 4 at the free throw line. They've actually got her 3 of 5. I've got her 3 of 4 at the free throw line for Bauer. And those are the only free throws that have been taken. Three-point shooting, 3 of 10 for Minden in the basketball game. But overall, Minden is just 5 of 20 from the field. They hit just a couple of buckets in that second quarter, a 2 and a 3 from Hallie Bauer. So they are shooting just 25% in this game, 5 of 20, and they have committed 11 turnovers in the contest. So 16 points, a total of 12 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from three-point land, one block shot, and 11 turnovers for Minden. Foul situation, Jamie Kissinger has 2, as does Bailey Peterson and Sydney Stadler. 3 on Sydney Stadler in this ball game. So that's the numbers for Minden. They trail by 9 at the half, and we'll look at Sandy Creek's numbers right after this on the Allen's Halftime Report.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Vantage Center. Doug Duda with you here on The Breeze and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Your first half numbers for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms has 11 points, 3 rebounds. Michaela Shaw, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Connor Lowry, a rebound. Tori Wheeler, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Montana Hendricks has 2 points and 1 rebound. Taylor Hendricks, 2 points and 5 rebounds in the basketball game for Taylor Hendricks. Then you go down to two subs, Morgan Dixon and Dylan Woodbury, who came in the last minute, did not pick up any statistics. Overall for Sandy Creek, they have 25 points. They have pulled down a total of 17 rebounds in a basketball game. They are 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Shaw 3 of 4. two of two for Harms and one of two for Wheeler. They are one of two from three-point land. Have them for a couple of block shots, one for Harms and one in the ball game for Michaela Shaw. As far as turnovers go, Sandy Creek has a total of nine. Foul situation, Connor Lowry has two. Ashley Harms has two here in the basketball game. Sandy Creek, 9 of 22 from the field for 41% compared to just 25% for Minden. And that's the difference in the ball game. Sandy Creek, 25, Minden, 16. You're listening to the C1 State Championship game brought to you by our friends at Allen's Superstore, the Allen's Halftime Report, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's on 2nd Avenue in Hastings. And we will be back with second half action right after this.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb. Also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are ready for second half action here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and KLIQ-FM Hastings, Fairfield, and Minden. The Breeze, 94.5 on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sandy Creek will get the ball to start the second half, leading Minden 25-16 here in the state championship game. Minden's lowest first half output, not only of the tournament, but maybe all year long, I'm guessing. These are the fewest points Minden has scored in the first half. And they were not able to hit a lot of threes, 3 of 10. And the inbound pass goes to the left side. They try to go entry, and it's stolen away by Bailey Peterson. So Sandy Creek gives it away on the opening possession. Ken Minden get their crowd into it here with a bucket on the opening possession. Sartorius on the right wing. Left-hand dribble. Back cut Bauer into Kissinger. Kissinger is fouled. As she goes to the hoop, she's going to get two free throws. Brooke, who was on fire yesterday, the opposite today. For Brooke in the ballgame, she's 0 of 6. Five of those are from three-point land. And the foul here goes on Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms, and that is her third, leading the team with 11 points. First free throw is on the way, and it is in for Brooke. That's her first point of the game. The second free throw is up, and it is in. Her second bucket, second free throw, makes it 25-18. The lead is at 7 for Sandy Creek, putting the pressure on. The Cougars get it to Shaw, over to Harms, pulls up from 18. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tiptoed around, rebound to Harms. Harms is fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. And the foul goes on Bailey Peterson, and now she has three. Peterson with three, Stadler with three, and Minden kind of in the same boat they were yesterday against Boone Central's Jenna Lehman and Maria Glidden, getting the posts in foul trouble. Harms with the free throw. It's off the heel, no good. Ashley was 2 of 2 at the line with 11 first-half points. Misses the first one. Second free throw now. Coming up for Harms. It's on the way, and it's in. So Ashley gets 1 of 2. First point of the second half for Sandy Creek. 26-18 Cougars. 40 seconds in as Bauer brings the ball up the floor. Gives it to Brooke Kissinger. One-on-one there against Wheeler. To Bauer. Running off those screens. Finds some room in the lane. Puts the jumper up. It's contested. It's no good. The ball's tipped out. Players on the floor. Jamie Kissinger sliding along the floor. Comes up with the ball. Back to Brooke. Drives the lane. Dribbles it off her foot. Lost the ball. Here comes Shaw to the other end. One-on-one with Sartorius. They'll put the layup up and no good. But Sartorius will be called for the blocking foul. That'll be the second on Carly. Second of the half. And so far, we've been to the line a few times. And at the line, Michaela Shaw. She's 3 of 4, has 9 points. And right now, Sandy Creek doing a good job making sure Minden doesn't get on any kind of a run, like just back-to-back buckets, as the free throw is up and in by Shaw. 27-18. Minden in their first state final, Sandy Creek in their 12th. Second free throw on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger, her 7th. Kissinger will push it up the front court. Henrik's on her. Ball stolen away by Shaw. Shaw will go in for the layup, and it's good. Michaela Shaw picked up the loose ball, and it's 29-18. The lead is back to 11. Bauer brings it across the timeline. Looks for the back cut. There is Satorius. Ball fake. Bounce pass over to Peterson. Kicks it back out to Bauer. Off the screen for the three. It's good. Allie Bauer with 14 of her team's 21 points. 29-21. Sandy Creek by 8. They've led since early in the second quarter. Montana Henricks gets it over to Connor Lowry. Back up top, they'll go to Harms against the man-to-man, as it's been all game long both ways, to Wheeler up top. Satorius on her to Harms. Outside the arc, now drives into the paint. It's open. She gets the layup. It's good. Michaela Shaw with 14 points. Minden's got to find a way to switch off on the screens that they're setting, because Shaw had all kinds of room. Now back cut the other way. Kissinger's open, and Brooke lays it up and in off the assist from Hallie Bauer. The first field goal of the game for Brooke Kissinger, and it's 31-23. Sandy Creek by 8, 5:40 to go here in the third quarter of the C1 State Championship game. Pass on the left wing. Get it to Shaw. Back up top they'll go to Henricks. Henricks gives it to Wheeler. Back up top. Open three for Lowry. She'll let it fly and hit it. A three-pointer for Connor Lowry. Her first bucket of the ball game. And Sandy Creek is on fire here early in the third quarter, leading it by 11 again. And another three. Kissinger. She'll answer. Jamie Kissinger with a three, and a timeout on the floor by Minden with 5:11 to go in the third quarter of play. Plenty of offense in the first 3 minutes here in the second half. Sandy Creek 34, Minden 26. We're back after this timeout.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Doug Duda back with you here. With the state tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. It'll be Sandy Creek basketball after the teams have exchanged a couple of threes here. And they'll break the press, get it across the timeline. Bauer tries to sneak in from behind and take it away from Wheeler. But Wheeler maintains possession, swings it over to Lowry, who hit a three last trip for the Cougars. Up top to Harm, swings it left side. Coming all the way through Lowry, and we have got a three-second violation called on the Cougars. First three-second call of the ball game. Don't see that very much anymore. Saw one yesterday. And when that was called, I couldn't remember the last time we'd seen a three. 34-26. Can Minden get it inside 8? Sandy Creek has kept it at 8 or more for quite some time now. Dribbling is Bauer. Swings it to Nelson, who's back in for the Whippets. Left-hand corner to Brooke Kissinger. She'll dribble into the paint. She's open. One-hand runner. Good. And now, after being shut out in the first half, Kissinger has 6 points here in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. 34-28. Shaw brings it across the timeline. They'll swing it over to Wheeler to Lowry. Back to Shaw. She forces her way to the right block. Puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger, her 8th. Minden running the floor up to Brooke. Brooke to the hole. Left-handed layup. Good. It's a 4-point game. Timeout, Sandy Creek. And just that quick, the momentum has changed from an 11-point deficit down to 4. Now it's Sandy Creek's turn to change the momentum with 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek 34, Minden 30. You're listening to the state championship brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrik's Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden was 5 of 20 from the field in the first half. They're 5 of 6 to start the third quarter and have gotten back in the ballgame. But now Sandy Creek's turn. Wheeler comes off the pick to the right side. Nelson on the switch is out on Harms between the circles. Swings it left side to Montana Hendricks. Taylor Hendricks is coming to the ball game. Off the pick, they get it to Harms in the low block. Fadeaway jumper. They give it a foul, and the shot is good. A chance for a three-point play for Ashley Harms. So out of the timeout, Sandy Creek, as usual, runs it to perfection as Coach Neinmeyer set it up there for him. And the free throw on the way, and it is good for Ashley Harms. So she's got 4 in the quarter and 15 in the game, and it's 37-30 as Minden brings the ball across the timeline. Out to Brooke Kissinger. Off the switch, she'll drive to the high post, run into Montana Hendricks. Still goes right side. The runner is off the mark that time. Offensive rebound pulled down by Jamie, and she's fouled. Or is it Bauer in there? There is a foul, but there was a melee at the other end of the floor. Let's see who the... goes on Ashley Harms, and that is her fourth. Big call, big loss for Sandy Creek. And it is Jamie Kissinger to go to the line and shoot two. She's hit two threes. That's her total, and the free throw is good. But now, as back in Connor Lowry, what will Russ Neinmeyer do with one of his two big-time players on the bench? Ashley Harms, 3:39 to go in the third, and Harms picks up her fourth foul. And the free throw by Kissinger is in. So it's 37-32. And across the timeline, Sandy Creek. So who will help Shaw here offensively for the Cougars? Michaela up top, swings it left side. Off the back cut, they get it underneath for the short jumper. No good, Wheeler. Ball goes out of bounds off of Minden. And picking herself off the floor is going to be Hollinger, who has checked in here in this state final. So you got both Kissingers along with Bauer, Satorius, and Hollinger in for Minden. For Sandy Creek, I don't know that they've played more than six players in this game. So you've got both the Hendricks, Shaw, along with Lowry and Wheeler on the floor here for the Cougars. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter, Sandy Creek 37, Minden 32. Off the pick up top, Lowry open three, buried it. Connor hits her second three, 2 of 2 from downtown. Sandy Creek has shot 4 3-pointers. They've hit 3 of them. It's 40-32. Here's Jamie Kissinger at the other end. Off to Satorius on the left wing. To the high post, finds Bauer right side for three. That might have been tipped, but there's Hollinger all by herself. Grabs the air ball and scores. Allison Hollinger says, thank you very much. It was like they'd called timeout and everybody else was gone. Hollinger holds her spot and cuts it to 6, 40-34 after the miss, Minden 3. On the right wing, Connor Lowry to the high post, Shaw. Michaela looking inside, now decides to take it at Bauer. The left-hand left spins off the rim, no good. And Hollinger with the rebound. She'll wait for traffic to clear and hand it off to Bauer. Alley across the timeline with 2:10 to go, third quarter, 40-34, Sandy Creek. Back cut not there, up to Jamie Kissinger. Ball fake goes right by Hendricks and hits the runner from 10. Montana Hendricks went for the ball fake that time. And Jamie Kissinger and Brooke are having a huge quarter here. Minden fans wanted to travel on Sandy Creek, didn't get it as they come across the timeline. Cougars trying to hold on to this lead, which was up to as many as 11 here in the quarter. Out towards midcourt, Brooke Kissinger all over Montana Hendricks, and finally they'll call the foul. Little too much body contact. Brooke Kissinger picks up the foul. That'll be her first and the third team. 1:40 to go, third quarter, 40-36, Sandy Creek. And the Cougars to throw it in with Taylor Hendricks. Hendricks goes backside, and it's going to be deflected by Hollinger. Allison has come in here and really made her presence known. As we were saying, Jamie Kissinger, 7 in the quarter, Brooke, 8. Kicking into the right-hand corner on the inbound to Michaela Shaw. Tries to go baseline, cut off by Bauer. Outlet pass stolen away by Jamie Kissinger. Sandy Creek now has went into a little bit of a funk as Kissinger brings it to the top of the circle to Brooke. Wide open three. Off the heel. It still won't go from the outside. The rebound to Tori Wheeler. And a backcourt foul on Minden. It's going to come on Bauer. That'll be the second on Hallie. State tournament action brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. As we're down to 1:20 to go here in the third quarter, press is broke. Hendricks has some room. 2-on-3, kicks it to the corner. Lowry does not take the shot, goes out to the trailer, Wheeler, and they'll set the offense up. Right side to Hendricks. Looks for the cutter and back out top to Shaw. Dropped it, picked it back up. Swings it down low. On the post, nothing there for Lowry. Kicks it back out top, reset with Taylor Hendricks. Right side to Shaw. Bauer on her off the screen. Up top, they'll go to Wheeler. Sandy Creek being very patient on this possession. And, of course, when you've got Harms on the bench with four fouls, your options are a little more limited here. They do get it to Shaw. The ball tipped away. Goes off the face of Hollinger. She's hurt. The ball's loose. The shot is no good. Hollinger recovers and gets the rebound. She got one off the nose as well. 35 seconds to go. She's going to stay in. And she runs the floor. A chance to make it a one-possession game here for Minden. Sartorius is covered on the back cut. Kicks it over to Brooke Kissinger. There's some confusion. There's an illegal. Well, I thought they were going to call an illegal screen, but they do call the foul on Taylor Hendricks fighting through the screen. Her second, team's third. Back into the ball game, Emily Nelson for Minden. And checking in for Sandy Creek will be Dylan Woodbury. She comes in for a spot rest here for her starters with 26 seconds. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Sandy Creek leading 40-36. Into Hollinger, out to Bauer on the right side of the key. Waiting for Brooks. She'll come out for a step back three. Ooh, off the side of the board. Rebound, Shaw, and she's fouled. And Brooke Kissinger really struggling from the outside. Yesterday was nearly unstoppable. Today hasn't been able to make one. And the foul going to be called on Hallie Bauer, and that is her third, fifth team foul. And Hollinger will come out. No, Bauer's going to come out, and back will be Peterson. So Sandy Creek gets the ball with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter of our C1 final. And they'll lob it over the top, trying to run it down before it gets out of bounds. It's going to be Tori Wheeler. Wheeler pressured in the backcourt. Big pick set by Shaw. Now she has it at midcourt. Swings it to the left-hand corner. 9 seconds to go. Back up to Shaw, top of the circle with 6. She drives on Peterson, kicks it off on the wing. The jumper at the horn is up, and it is in. And we go to the fourth quarter. How about that for Dylan Woodbury? Stepping up and hitting the bucket. We go to the fourth. Sandy Creek 42, Minden 36. You're listening to the C1 State Championship on ESPN Radio and The Breeze 94.5.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Doug Duda, Steph Mueller, our producer-engineer. We're ready to get to the fourth quarter of play. It's all on the line now. Could Minden win their first ever state title, or will Sandy Creek continue their dynasty and get number 10? Sandy Creek 42, Minden 36. And before we get started, it's going to be Minden ball. Minden really improving their shooting from the field that quarter as they went 7 of 12. And now Hallie Bauer, there must have been some blood in there, so they wrap up her hand. Now they take her over to the coaches. Maybe there's some on her jersey. And an unwanted break here. So now the girls are going to go to the locker room and switch jerseys here. And they can do that and allow her to get back in the ball game. So they have to quickly switch jerseys out in the hall, and Hallie Bauer will have a different jersey to start the fourth quarter. Minden has 14 from Hallie Bauer, 10 from Jamie Kissinger, 8 from Brooke. We're all in that quarter. For Sandy Creek, 15 for Ashley Harms, but she's on the bench with 4 fouls. 14 for Michaela Shaw. 42-36, Sandy Creek with the lead. As we await the return for Bauer, she has to run into the locker room, run out. She'll be winded already, and she'll now wear number 42 as Carly, her sister, gives her the uniform. So she'll wear 42, and she actually will not start the quarter here. Instead, they'll bring Hollinger in. She could have started, but she's waiting to check in. They'll get it down low. Hollinger, she'll take the shot and score. She's fouled. How about that for a little bit of luck? That's just a little feint right there for Allison Hollinger. She says, I'll take advantage while I'm in. She's got a chance to go to the line and complete a three-point play. And now Bauer checks in, and they're going to take Peterson out. And Sandy Creek will bring back in Dylan Woodbury. The free throw is on the way, and no good for Hollinger that time. The rebound brought down by Michaela Shaw. But Hollinger, 4 points, that's above her season average, as it is 42-38 now, Sandy Creek's first possession of the fourth quarter. Out of the left wing with it will be Connor Lowry. Back up top, they'll go to Henricks. Against the man-to-man, go weak side to Wheeler on the right side, guarded by Nelson. Back up top of the circle, working it around the perimeter. Just simple offense for Sandy Creek, but they run it so well. They're very patient. I have them for 12 turnovers and Minden with 13. Spin move Woodbury. Pass almost knocked away by Kissinger, who's right up on Montana Henricks. She clears space. Montana to the right side to Shaw, guarded by Bauer. Backs her way in. Michaela takes the jumper over Bauer and hits it. Well defended and well played by Michaela Shaw. A game-high 16 points. It's 44-38 Sandy Creek. Minden has been trying to close the gap all half long. They got it as close as 4. Now trying to get it into Bauer, and a foul called on Sandy Creek. 6 on the Whippets. This will be the 5th on the Cougars. Carly Satorius will come back in. The foul is on Shaw. That is her first of the game. No shot, so it will be Minden ball underneath the hoop to Hollinger in the right-hand corner, out to Bauer. Hallie, of course, her sister Carly is out with injury, so she's got her jersey on here now after the blood to Satorius. Drives, dishes it to the baseline. Hollinger takes the jumper. It doesn't go. Rebound comes through the hands of Henricks, and then she'll be able to grab it. Now the pass is stolen away by Brooke Kissinger. Goes in and misses the layup. Hollinger the rebound. She's fouled. The outlet pass went right into the hands of Brooke Kissinger, who missed the shot. Then Hollinger got the offensive rebound, and on the putback, she is fouled by Woodbury, her first, and 2 free throws now coming up for Allison Hollinger. Missed one just a moment ago. First one up and in and out. It was down and spit back out. Second free throw now coming up, and again, Ashley Harms on the bench for Sandy Creek with 4 fouls. Yesterday, she didn't play the fourth quarter because of the cut that required stitches above her eye. I think she's about ready to come back in, and Hollinger misses the second, so neither one goes. Rebound to Shaw, stripped away by Bauer, up and in, and a foul. Bauer snuck in from behind, got the steal, and Sandy Creek with a couple of early turnovers here in the fourth quarter. This one is going down to the wire, it looks like, as Sandy Creek has made a couple mistakes here, and the foul is going to be called on Tori Wheeler, her second. Bauer, who was 11 of 12 at the line yesterday, is 3 for 5 today, and now 4 for 6, and she has 17 points. This is as close as Minden has been since early in the second quarter, 44-41 Sandy Creek. Now they need to settle it down to Woodbury on the right wing. Up top, Shaw. She'll swing it to the left-hand wing. Holding the ball, Hendricks up top. Three-pointer on the way. That one might have got a hand on it. Connor Lowry is short. Rebound brought down by Bauer. Lowry had hit her first 2 3-pointers of this basketball game. Now Brooke Kissinger down the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Open Hollinger. Missed it right off the front of the rim. Fighting for the rebound. Tie-up called. Arrow points the way of Minden. Although I think it should point Sandy Creek's way. Minden got the ball, yeah. Minden got the ball to start the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek should be getting the ball here. And the officials are right. They did not switch the arrow. And so Sandy Creek will get the ball up three. They throw over the top to Michaela Shaw. 2-on-2. She'll stop, though, and kick it back out top. Harms has re-entered the game here for Sandy Creek. She's got those 4 fouls, but they need her on the floor with Shaw here in the final quarter of the state championship. 5:40 to go, 44-41 Cougars. Shaw gets it over to Hendricks. Hendricks holds the ball, has to go all the way out top to Wheeler. Trying to spread the floor, give him a little more room on those cuts. Shaw comes all the way outside the arc, finds Harms. Right wing to Wheeler. Back up top, Lowry. She's thought about the three. Ball fake, takes the 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Shaw has it, another jump between Shaw and Bauer. And this time, of course, the arrow will point the way of Minden, as we just had the same situation on the other side of the floor with 5:12 to go. 44-41 Sandy Creek. Brooke Kissinger brings it up the front court. Back cut, not there for Bauer. Swing it over to her now. On the weak side on Shaw. Cuts her off on the baseline. Back out Satorius. Carly swings it right side to Jamie Kissinger. She dropped it. Has to go grab it. And we'll have to set it over to Bauer. Timeouts. Minden and Sandy Creek each have 3 left. Brooke Kissinger dribbles to the high post. Cut off there. Crossover. Tries to take it in. Splits the double team. Left hand layup. Good. 10 all in the second half for Kissinger. It's a 1-point game. 44-43 Sandy Creek. The Minden fans start to come to their feet. This is as close as they have been the entire half. And they're all on their feet now on the far side. Shaw kicks it out to Hendricks. Sandy Creek could use a bucket here to silence that momentum. Looking to lob it in. They get it to Shaw in traffic. And a foul called on Minden on the lob will give Shaw the 1-1. And the foul going to be called on Jamie Kissinger, her 3rd. And a 1-1 here for Michaela Shaw. And for Michaela at the free throw line, 4 of 6 in this basketball game with 16 points. The front end of a 1-1 here for the junior is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by the gal that committed the foul, Kissinger. Her 10th, Minden can take the lead. 4:10 to go. They open the lane, but she decides not to drive. Bauer with it. Waits for Satorius, needs some help, and a timeout called. Coach Cremosa could see there was a little problem there, so they call the timeout. 4:01 to go in the state championship in C1. Sandy Creek 44, Minden 43. We're back after this timeout.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at the Devaney Center. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the year, including Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer at Hildreth. 4 minutes to go in the C1 state championship. Sandy Creek 44, Minden 43. Sandy Creek had been up by as many as 11 early in the third quarter. Bauer with it up top here. Swings it off to Satorius. Dribbles it off her foot, but she's able to chase it down. Swings it into the corner to Hollinger. Allison drives into the paint. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Getting a hand on it was Montana Henricks. And it'll be Minden ball in the far corner to our left as you see it. Or as we see it anyway. Don't forget up next the D1 championship game. Guardian Angels against Humphrey on ESPN. All six championships on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Brooke Kissinger gives it over to Bauer. Alley into the corner, right side to Jamie Kissinger. Backside, Hollinger's open, layup good, and Minden has the lead. Allison Hollinger with 6 points here in the second half, and it's 45-44. We told you sometimes it's the other, quote, players that help you win a state title or a big game, and that other player right now is Allison Hollinger. Now can Sandy Creek answer? Their 11-point lead is gone, 45-44. The pass into the middle is picked up there by Henricks. Shaw has been quiet for a while. Over to Montana Henricks, and with Harms been on that bench for a while. Now the pass stolen away. Brooke Kissinger with the steal. One-on-one, takes it to the rack. Missed the shot. Good defense by Sandy Creek. And then on the follow, we've got a foul. Looks like Harms got the rebound, and the foul will be called. Jamie Kissinger, her fourth foul. So she has four. Bauer has three for Sandy Creek. Harms has four. And also four fouls on Taylor Henricks. A 1-1 coming up here for the Cougars to try and first tie the ball game. Harms has 15 points. And that one sets on the rim and falls off no good. Two front end of the 1-1s missed. Kissinger with her 11th rebound. 2:40 to go in the game. Sandy Creek has just 2 points here in the fourth quarter. Minden has nine. Hollinger on the right wing, skips it over to Bauer on the left wing. Back to the right side of the key, playing some catch here, Satorius. Up top, Brooke Kissinger, step back three, still hasn't made one. Rebound, Jamie Kissinger, back up, it is no good. And out of bounds to Sandy Creek. A big opportunity there that Minden couldn't cash in on. And for Jamie Kissinger, she is 0 of 8 from three-point land. I think with that one they add, it makes it 0 of 9. That's the first three attempted, though, here in the quarter, according to my book, for Minden. When we're done, we'll have the Von Printers postgame show, and Sandy Creek calls a timeout. Two timeouts remaining for each team. 2:13 to go in the state championship. Minden 45, Sandy Creek 44. State tournament action brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center in Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State basketball tournament action brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Consolation games after one quarter. Gretna 17, Norris 8 in B and C2, Pender 15, North Platte St. Pat's 8. Here, there's 2:10 to go in a C1 final on the Breeze and ESPN Radio. Minden 45, Sandy Creek 44, 2 minutes to go. Cougar basketball. Swing it to the left wing to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler back up top. Taylor Henricks is back in the ball game. Swings it over to Harms. Outside the arc, they're trying to find Shaw. Get it to her in the paint. She spins. She lays it up through the double team and scores. Michaela Shaw with both fourth quarter buckets here for Sandy Creek. She's got 18 and the Cougars lead it by one. 46-45. Back cut, not there. Minden threw it away. The Kissinger girls on a rare miscommunication turn the ball over. And I have that as Minden's first turnover of the fourth quarter. That will be their 14th of the game. So now Sandy Creek has the ball in a one-point lead. With a minute 30 to go, both teams are in the 1-1. A jump ball would go to Sandy Creek. The Cougars handle it out top with a one-point lead to the right side, Hendricks. Hendricks back out top to Shaw to Harms. Playing a little keep away, but trying to set Shaw up in the paint just like the last time. Harms right wing. Here comes Shaw into the paint, guarded by Bauer. Can't get it to her. Shaw calling for the ball, but now covered. Now they get it to her on the baseline. Michaela faces up and gives it back out to Harms. Now they clear it to the top to Hendricks. 1 minute to go in the state championship. Over to Harms. Minden needs a steal. The Cougars need a bucket or a foul. Still playing around the perimeter, Shaw. Coach Neinmeier saying, let's kill some clock. 45 seconds to go. They trap up top, and there's the foul, and that will send Tori Wheeler to the line to shoot a 1-1. She's 1 of 2. Sandy Creek has missed the front end of both 1-1 so far. The foul on Minden will send Sandy Creek to the line with a chance to put it up to 3. 46-45, Cougars with the lead. At the line, Sandy Creek is 9 of 15 in the game. As we said, Wheeler is 1 of 2. The first free throw on the way, and it is good. Sandy Creek 47, Minden 45, 43 seconds to go. Would you want it any other way? The winner will have a memorable one here today. Second free throw, Wheeler up, in. It's a three-point game, 48-45. Will Minden elect to go for two or three? They've got two timeouts, and they're going to set it up. Timeout on the floor, Minden. 39 seconds remains in the state final. Sandy Creek 48, Minden 45. State tournament action brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're back after this timeout.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, the Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden down by 3. Brooke Kissinger, 0 of 8 from 3-point land. Would be a perfect time to hit her first one. Let's see what the Whippets do, or can Sandy Creek deny it and win the title? 39 seconds to go. The inbounds pass to Bauer is knocked out by Shaw. They actually run a little time off the clock, nearly a full second. Back to Minden now. Jamie Kissinger throwing it in. And they'll throw it underneath the Bauer, back to Jamie. Jamie into the paint, takes it to the hoop, comes up woefully short, had to get hit on the arm, or else it slipped out of her hands, and now a foul called. Shaw was underneath there and grabbed the loose ball, but Jamie Kissinger didn't even get that halfway up to the hoop. I don't know if it slipped out of her hands or if somebody bumped her on the elbow and it wasn't called, but nonetheless, it's the 10th foul on Minden. And that means two free throws here for Sandy Creek, and Ashley Harms will be at the line to shoot two. A chance to make it a two-possession game. Free throw up and in. Harms with 16 points. That's her first point since picking up her fourth foul with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. So now Minden needs two buckets. Sandy Creek trying to salt it away at the line. Second free throw, also good. It's 50-45. And here comes Brooke Kissinger up the floor for Minden. Timeline with 27. Left-handed dribble. They want to deny the three. Bauer right side. Sartorius for three. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Jamie Kissinger. To Bauer for three. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Sandy Creek. They're trying to trap her. And the foul called with 11 seconds to go. And Sandy Creek is 11 points 7 away from their 10th state championship. The three-pointers fell yesterday. They did not fall today. Minden is 5 of 19 from beyond the arc. Harms at the line to shoot two more. Free throw, no good. So officially it's not over, but Minden's going to need a couple of threes. They do have a timeout. So if Minden can score, get that timeout with about 4 to 6 seconds left. Second free throw up, and it's good. So it's now a six-point game. And Minden will hustle the ball up the floor with Brooke Kissinger. Guarded there by Wheeler. Brooke stops, takes a long, long three off the front of the iron. It's no good. Rebound Satorius. The time expires, and Sandy Creek is your state champion for the 10th time in school history. Sandy Creek, 51. And Minden, 45. As they score the final 7 points of the basketball game for their 10th state championship. And the Minden Whippets will take home the state runner-up trophy in their first ever appearance in the state finals. Minden keeps taking one more step every year, and they still have one more step to take. But they will lose some outstanding seniors in Carly Satorius and, of course, Hallie Bauer and Bailey Peterson, Allison Hollinger, who had a great game, Emily Nelson and Elizabeth Brands. The final score, Sandy Creek, 51, and Minden, 45. We will be back with the Vaughn Printers postgame show right after this on Classic Hits. Excuse me, on The Breeze, 94.5 on ESPN Radio.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Jean remind you, The Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call The Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back, everyone, to the State High School Basketball Championships. Our first champion has been crowned, and for the 10th time in school history, the Sandy Creek Cougars are your state champion, 51-45 over the Minden Whippets. And Minden will end the season at 22-3. Sandy Creek getting here on the wild card after the 4 overtime loss to Lincoln Christian. They finish at 22-3 as well, but they get to take home a little bit bigger trophy. And what a record for Coach Russ Neinmeyer. 15 trips to state, 12 to the finals, 10-2 all time in the state championship game, including a heart stopper here today, 51-45, where they were up by as many as 11 in the third quarter, only to see that lead evaporate. Minden take the lead. They were up 45-44 and never scored again. Sandy Creek with the last 7 points of the game to win it 51-45. This is the Vaughn Printers postgame report. Vaughn Printers, more than 80 years and three generations. Vaughn Printers continues to be your full-service printer. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 402-463-7721. We'll be back with more after this on The Breeze and ESPN Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Vaughn Printers postgame show as Sandy Creek has just been awarded their state championship trophy after a 51-45 win over the Minden Whippets. Let's give you a few of the numbers that we have, as the official stats have been not tallied up here at Devaney, so we'll give you what we have. For Minden, I had Carly Satorius with one rebound, Brooke Kissinger 10 points, but all in the second half. And today for Brooke, she was 0 of 9 from three-point land after setting a C1 record, making 7 in the semifinals yesterday against Boone Central. Then you have Hallie Bauer with an outstanding game, 17 points, 6 rebounds. Emily Nelson, a rebound. Allison Hollinger came off the bench in the second half, and I thought was going to be the spark that gave Minden the win here today. Ends up with 6 points, 4 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points and 13 rebounds. Bailey Peterson, a couple points and 2 rebounds. Sydney Stadler had a rebound. I had Minden with the 45 points, obviously, in the basketball game. Rebounds for Minden, 24, according to our official stats. Free throw shooting, they were 1 of 4 in the fourth quarter, ended up 8 out of 12 for the basketball game, 3 of 20 from a three-point land in the contest. One block shot, and Minden, I had for 14 turnovers. I look at the official numbers here that they have just handed to us, and they have Minden for 15 turnovers in the basketball game. So Minden finishes with, officially in this basketball game, 45 points, 24 rebounds. At the free throw line, 8 out of 13, 5 of 18 they have from a three-point land. That's correct, 5 of 13, not 3 of 13, but 5 of 18 from a three-point land for Minden. They shot 46% of the second half after shooting just 25% of the first half. They're 16 of 44 for the game, 36% from the field, 61% from a free throw land, 15 turnovers in the ball game. Minden, your state runner-up at 22-3. We'll look at Sandy Creek's numbers right after this on the Vaughn Printers postgame show.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Vaughn Printers postgame report. Here's your official numbers for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms had 18.7 rebounds. Michaela Shaw, 18.8 rebounds. Connor Lowry hit a pair of threes, 6 points and a rebound. Tori Wheeler hit a hit three free throws, and had 1 rebound. 3 points, 3 rebounds for Wheeler. Montana Henrichs, 2 points, 1 rebound. Taylor Henrichs, 2 points, 6 rebounds. And Dylan Woodbury, 2 points in the basketball game. For Sandy Creek, they had 25 in the first half, 26 in the second half. They end up with 51 points, 29 rebounds, 14 out of 21 at the free throw line, 3 of 5 from a three-point land in this basketball game. A couple of blocks, and Sandy Creek credit officially with 14 turnovers in the contest. And Sandy Creek, your state champion, 51-45 here over Minden. As with the case after most state tournament games, it's nearly impossible to get a chance to chat with the coach. Of course, for Coach Neinmeyer and his kids, they're on Nebraska Educational Television doing their post-game interviews while Coach Cremosta is being taken care of behind the scenes with his newspaper interviews. But as always, we want to thank the coaches for their time and for an outstanding season for both ball clubs. As we say, everybody gets a chance to win state when those sub-districts begin, and there's only six champions crowned here today, and for the 10th time in school history, Sandy Creek is one of those champions. 18 points from Michaela Shaw and Ashley Harms. Their second quarter was the difference. They turned a 12-10 a 10-8 deficit into a 21-12 lead, and we're up by as many as 11 points. And although Minden put up 20 in the third quarter, they couldn't get enough in the fourth quarter, and Sandy Creek scores the last 7 points of the game to win it 51-45 over Minden. For our producer-engineers, Steph Mueller and Jeff Babel, back in Kearney, we say thanks for listening to the Vaughn Printers post-game show. Vaughn Printers, your full-service printer, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Don't forget the rest of the championship games coming up on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll have the pregame of the D1 final at 11 o'clock, as it will be Guardian Angels Central Catholic taking on Humphrey, the number one and two teams in the state doing battle. In the consolation games, Gretna leads Norris in the third quarter 26-21 in B, and it is Pender 32, North Platte St. Pat's 30 at halftime in C2. Again, congratulations to Minden on an outstanding season, and once again to Sandy Creek, your state champions. The final score, Sandy Creek 51 and Minden 45. From the Devaney Center in Lincoln, for now, this is Doug Duda saying stay with us for more state championship basketball.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Hello again, everybody. Steve Anderson reporting from Bonner Park and Grand Island for the Platte River Radio Stations. Brought to you by Obermiller Seamless, serving all of central Nebraska. We'll be talking horses as we update you on the 59th consecutive year of live thoroughbred horse racing.
We see it all the time. Good people having work done up.